The Eagle, Houston's only classic rock station. Dean and Raj will be playing Dead Guy in the Envelope here in just a few minutes. Our weather today, sunny but chilly, 61 for the high in the one-hour air conditioning and heating weather center.
All right, let's do the birthday scam now.
We're going to call a guy who's very unhappy with his pharmacy. I will be the most unhelpful customer service person ever.
Hello?
Hi, Harrison, please.
This is he. Who's this?
Harrison, this is Mark from Pharmacy. How are you today?
I'm all right. I'm doing well.
Following up on your recent visit, I wondered if you had a moment to take a quick survey.
You want me to take a survey? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I have just a couple of questions. It'll just take a moment.
Sure, shoot.
How would you describe your visit, Harrison? Were you extremely satisfied, very satisfied, moderately satisfied, or slightly dissatisfied?
I wasn't satisfied at all. Is there anything worse than slightly dissatisfied?
No, these are the choices we have.
Seems like that swayed right to the positive.
You could say moderately satisfied.
Why would I want to do that? I was completely dissatisfied.
Okay, well, I don't have completely. I'll put you down as slightly dissatisfied.
With an asterisk. There you go.
Well, we don't have that. I mean, you're either slightly dissatisfied or there's no asterisk.
It wasn't sunshine or rainbows, and that's what your survey is making it seem like.
Okay, if we could just continue with the survey, please.
Jesus, okay, go ahead.
How helpful was the clerk? Super helpful? Very helpful?
Jesus Christ.
Helpful or slightly helpful?
None of the above.
There's no none of the above. You have to pick one of the choices.
What were they again?
Super helpful, very helpful, helpful, or slightly helpful.
What the hell? She was super helpful.
Was she super helpful, or are you making that up?
Well, by super helpful, I mean that she doesn't hardly speak any English. She's wearing a mask because of the COVID, couldn't understand a damn thing she was talking about. And then
what does her ethnicity have to do with this, sir?
I don't know. I couldn't understand a word she was saying while she was there.
What's your beef here?
So my wife calls in the prescription 3 days ago. I go in, okay, it's not ready. They said it needed a half an hour to refill it. Some bullshit about it's an expensive prescription or something like that, and that they fill it at the time because the
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything you said after the swear word. I really don't have to listen to that.
Oh, my God.
What was the prescription you were picking up?
That's none of your business.
Well, I'm with the pharmacy.
It's immaterial. I don't need to tell you that stuff.
Why? What was it? Was it erectile dysfunction?
No, not that. Keep guessing. Jerk off.
Excuse me, what? What did you say?
Excuse me.
I don't have to listen to this just because you couldn't get
pill. Well, you don't have to listen to anything. First off, you didn't want me to say anything negative. I tell you what the problem is. You tell me you're not listening after I cuss. What the hell is the point with this crap?
How helpful have I been? Have I been extremely helpful? Very helpful? 100% helpful?
Are you kidding me? On a scale of 1 to 10, you're f***ing retarded.
Oh, come on. Sir. Harrison, this is Dean and Raj. Julie asked us to call for the birthday scam.
What?
She.
Oh, my God. You're kidding
me,
right?
She knew about the issue you had at the pharmacy.
She's so gonna get it.
You did get your prescription, right?
Yeah, it's for anger management. That's what the problem is.
And we hope you have a happy birthday.
Dean and Raj in the morning on Houston's only classic rock, The Eagle.